apparently yesterday on the NFL Network, there was another Royals show hosted by the Skinlonen brothers.
Oh, really?
Another one.
Yeah, they covered Prince Philip's funeral, and they're here coming into the bunker right now. If you guys can give up your microphones.
Now, why don't we always have to go on microphones?
Well, it just works out that way. It's better if I stay on mic and...
Hey, come on in here. Rick, you can use my mic.
All right.
It's longtime NFL veterans, now retired, Rick Skinlonen and Nick Skinlonen. Nick is the older and larger of the two. Hi, Nick.
Hi, how you doing this morning?
Great to see you. And Rick, of course, is the younger and very slightly built of the two.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Hi. Doing well.
So you guys had another Royals show?
We did.
On the NFL Network.
Uh-huh. Because there's two things that tough guys like all of us like. It's NFL football and juicy royal family coverage.
Okay.
Nick and I saw this early on, and we were early adopters to the whole royal NFL tie-in thing.
I've never really recognized that, but okay.
Keep in mind that Goodell's all about London right now.
Right.
Yeah. That's why they have those games there every year.
Oh, that makes sense now.
You saw it was a good fit, and we went to him with Nick and Rick's Royal NFL Watchers Squad. That was the name of our original proposal.
Did you say Watchers Squad?
Watchers Squad, yeah. Where our slogan is, down, set, tally-ho!
Down, set, tally-ho.
Does
that get the squad fired up?
Really, really does on our end.
Yeah, it gets us fired up, that's for sure.
Yeah, but we had this contract with Goodell to do five royal specials, and we've already done three.
You had a contract to do five royal specials?
We sold it to him pretty hard, and I think he soured on it after, like, the first one.
Yeah, he wasn't a big fan.
But he couldn't get out of it. Because our deal with him is his ironclad.
I chose, like it or not.
It's watertight.
Like it or not, coming at you.
So, and I think Goodell is kind of rushing us through all of them to kind of get his obligation over with.
Oh, right.
Because he forced us to do this one. Yeah. We really didn't want to do this one because I don't want to be morbid, but I really only wanted to do one funeral, royal funeral, and...
You're waiting for the big one?
The queen ain't getting any younger.
Right.
I mean, she ain't no spring chicken, Greg.
No. No, she's not.
But
so you guys did the royal wedding special, then you did the Harry Meghan interview special.
Yeah.
And now the Prince Philip funeral special.
Prince Philip funeral, that's right.
Yeah, after the big funeral is what it was called, and it aired Sunday morning, 2 a.m. Central Time on the NFL Network.
Boy, he never gives you a good time slot.
Not exactly prime time.
Did y'all watch it?
No, I didn't see it.
No, I didn't have a chance to see it.
I didn't see it, no.
Well, if you missed some good TV, well, at least we thought it was. I mean, we did. After the big funeral, we opened with that Roger Daltrey after the fire.
Uh-huh.
That was a pretty big hit for him during his solo career in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
And we did this big montage of the funeral.
Uh-huh.
And then we went into another montage of Prince Philip and a highlight reel of his life. You know, he was a lot of things. He was a soldier.
Uh-huh.
He was a daddy.
Yeah.
He was a
daddy.
He was an inventor.
Inventor?
And then, so during that, we played NFL Films music.
Okay.
To a highlight reel of Prince Philip. And then about an hour into the show, we got a fax that said cease and desist from Roger Goodell and the royal family.
It was so insulting.
Both sides told you to cease and desist?
They joined together to sign a cease and desist.
Shut us down.
But it was royal, so I mean, it was on like this beautiful scroll and everything.
Right?
Calligraphy was fantastic.
Wait, because you were violating the royal family by using their video and the NFL by using NFL film.
Yes, and we thought it was so tasteful because you saw Prince Philip in the montage inventing things in slow motion to dramatic music.
And I think they're also offended by our outfits. I was in a royal get-up with a fluffy hat and everything. And, and Nick was wearing a Tom Brady home jersey.
Okay, well, that both seem a little disrespectful, I have to say.
I don't know we're going to put on this headset again.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, we made some comments earlier in that night that I don't know.
Nick went on about what you call a British cigarette. And,
I call it coffin nails. That's what I call them. But the queen is now single, And I think it's going to be interesting to see a blended family in the monarchy, because we'll have to see who she remarries.
I don't think
chances are they're already going to have kids.
I don't think they're going to remarry, dude.
I think she's going to be a great stepmommy.
Well, that's weird, but that sounds like that could be your fourth special if you got to do five of these for Goodell.
Yeah, the queen's next wedding, yeah. I think it'll happen fast. I just hope she doesn't marry one of those Parker Bowles. That family's bad news.
Oh, I think we're pretty much done with this whole thing.
No,
I think we're pretty much done with
it. As far as the review of the funeral, though, I thought it was tasteless and Spartan. Yeah.
Boy, it gets low marks from you, really.
It wasn't fitting for a royal. A royal funeral should be buried, a royal should be buried with pomp and circumstances.
This is circumstance.
And, come on, we're burying a prince, not a hamster.
Yeah, but we're in the middle of a pandemic, for God's sake.
I guess so.
You can't do all that stuff that you wanted.
I was trying to lip read when William and Harry were talking to each other, and I thought I saw William call Meghan a gold digger, and that hurt me.
How did your voices fare in some of the viewer feedback from the show last night?
What do you mean?
Fine. Why? Did you hear something?
What's wrong with their voices?
Well, no, I mean, I guess... never mind. Never mind.
That's a weird...
I don't know where I'm going with
that.
It was a weird... It was a Twilight Zone-y. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Maybe put that up for one of y'all's e-breaks.
Yeah,
That's on me. Well, it's so great to talk to you guys, and I wish you best of luck. You got anything else planned here in the off-season?
Craig. No, not me. unless the queen kicks the bucket.
If not, we'll talk to you in training camp.
Yeah.
Okay, well, always great to see you guys.
Yeah, you too. See you later.
There they go, the Skinlotter brothers.
See you guys later. Y'all take care, man.
Bad accent.
See you, dudes.
There they go, the Skinlotters.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.